Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord.
Serve the Lord.
God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby.
Listen. Lord.
Now, I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah, I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah. Got it down in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Father,
Father, I just want you to know.
Welcome to Eagles and Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree. Remember, Prophet Selena Dupree, and we want to welcome you all tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go to the Word of God, amen. Thank you for joining us tonight. Let's begin with the word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your divine presence right now, Lord God. Thank you for giving us wisdom in this hour, Lord God. We thank you right now as you continue to feed us, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God, your will to do that which you've called us to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for even insight, Lord God. Thank you for giving it to us now in Jesus' name that we shall continue to gather and continue to not only gather, but even to put together and not only put together, Lord, we should go forward in that which we learned in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God, for just for your plight of wisdom to life, that we should go forth and do those things that you called us to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We shall walk out the success that you called us to, in Jesus' name, that we shall continue, Lord God, to understand the stages of life as you take us through, Lord God, that we shall walk in those things that's going to cause us to shine in your name. So, Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome tonight. Amen. Once again, welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. Amen. We want to take a journey in the Word of God tonight. I've been led to kind of go in a direction tonight that I think is going to be very a good start for the new year as we go forth. is definitely going to help us to go forth in the things of God. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1. And we start verse 1. And it reads as, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion, to give subtle to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I want to talk to you this week from the walk of wisdom. The walk of wisdom. As I'm going to look that up, amen, and another translation, you're going to see what truly the Lord is speaking to in this hour. And I want to take my time with it, amen, because, you know, it's truly, you know, for what God is speaking, we definitely want to understand what he is saying in this hour. I'm going to read from the NET version, those first seven verses there. Amen. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To learn wisdom and moral instruction, and to discern, to receive moral instruction in skillful living, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to impart trueness to the morally naive, and a discerning plan to the young man, to young persons. Let the wise also hear and gain instruction, and let the discerning acquire guidance. To discern the proverb of a proverb and a parable, the sayings of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of moral knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Glory to God. Once again, the walk of the wise. Now, let us understand knowledge is information, understanding, or skill that you get from experience or education. Awareness of something, the state of being aware of something. Amen. So when we talk about going to school, you can go to school to gather knowledge. And you go to school to gather knowledge and instruction. Certain, to do things in life. Now to gather information. All right, so to gather information is what we do when we gather knowledge, information. Then, once we gather information, we get understanding. Okay, to know the meaning of something, such as the words that someone is saying or a language. To know how something works or happens. So, you take someone takes time and show you how a machine works. Now you get understanding of how it works. You get a better idea of, okay, how it works and what makes it tick, to know how something happens or things hate, feels, or behave. Amen. So it's to know how something works or feels or understanding. So here, so we have that, we have knowledge, the gathering information, understanding, the know how something works or feels, and then we come to wisdom. What is wisdom? Knowledge that is gained by having many experiences in life. The natural ability to understand things that most other people cannot. Knowledge of what is proper and reasonable, good sense judgment. So once you gather this information, you know how you gather how to put it into action. Wisdom is what you gain from the knowledge. That which you gain from the knowledge. So write in little quick short notes. You gain what that what is gained from knowledge. And so you can apply to life, See, you have to know how to apply the information that you've gotten and gathered from your experiences in life. Know how to apply it to your life so you can be able to know how to function and do. We can sit around and do a lot of gathering information, but once we come to a point of gathering information, now what do you do with it? How do you apply it to your life? Know how to apply it based on your experiences, those things that you've gathered. Experiences, yes, there we go. All right, so as we see here, so we have Proverbs, Proverbs 1, and we understand Solomon was the wisest kings ever, and, son of David, of course, David and Bathsheba, and he's the king of Israel, and of course, we know his history to where the Lord came to him one night and asked him what he want. He have a genie, but what did he request from the Lord, and he said, give him wisdom how to lead his people, how to be a good judge of the people, and how to keep, how to be a good king, And so because he didn't ask for wealth and riches and all that stuff like that, he's going to get that, and then some plus he was going to give him wisdom. So yes, well, he became one of the wisest kings on who had ever walked the earth. Truly hands down, and very wise, but then, through the years, he had a different kind of journey, but nevertheless, for what he has gained, he gained so much from just seeking wisdom how to lead the people of God and to be a good judge in the area. And how to make the, good decisions when they come down to leading the people. That's what he desired. Okay, so verse 2 says, to know wisdom, to have an intimacy, to really understand, know wisdom and instruction, to receive the words of understanding, to grab hold of the words of understanding. As we gather information, we want to basically be able to interpret or understand what it is that we're taking in. We want to basically be able to grab hold, interpret. Amen. So we'll be able to interpret so we can apply to our life. So wisdom is application to life. Application of that wisdom, or the application of that knowledge, excuse me. Okay, so here we go on a little further. He said to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Amen. To give to the young man knowledge, information, and discretion. Let's look and see what is on discretion. Okay, discreet. All right. Being discreet is separate and different from each other, consisting of separate entity. I'm sorry, constitution of separate entity, consisting of distinct or unconnected elements, taking or having finite. Okay, so here it's set apart, something that's set apart, something is not like everything. It just stands off to itself. It's not blended in with everything else. It's discrete, very, it's very identifiable. So here it is. He says about discretion. Discretion here, he says, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge, and discretion. If anyone have any prayer requests or anyone ask a question, free to call in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416 to get in the question box. Amen. So as we continue to go in and we understand what the Lord is showing us, he's giving us wisdom, and also with wisdom, discretion, he's setting us apart as well. He wants us to be able to, and this is sometimes these things that happen because of the wisdom that Solomon had. He was very discreet from all the other kings, you know, because of the uniqueness of how God made him, to where he had something that others didn't possess. He had a serious flow of wisdom. And, you know, and that's really that set him apart from all the rest. And that's what we, you know, we as we look at how God wants us to be prepared to take this walk of wisdom, we're preparing ourselves to be set apart this year. We want to be able to truly see where we increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to where it calls our life to be discreet, you know, our lives to really separate from all the rest and really stand off, and not in a bad way, but in a positive way, that, you know, God can be able to mark us with his wisdom and, you know, really begin to have an effect on the world that we are in, you know, really affect our world. A wise man will hear. See, wisdom, a person who's who has wisdom, they are wise. He says, a wise man will hear. And he will hear, take an account to what's saying or what's being done or, you know, what's going on, and will increase learning. And this is something that we have to, you know, really see. And this is where, especially with the Word of God, a wise man is not going to only just hear, but he's also going to increase in learning. He's going to always be doing stuff to improve himself. And this is something that we all can grab hold of. This year, take more time to really increase yourself. Yes, even though we're not in, some of us may not be in school or anything, but take time out to increase your knowledge, your wisdom in life. You know, go continue to feed yourself to grow, your mind. Feed your mind to grow, because if you're not careful, what we end up doing is becoming stagnant in our learning, our understanding, and, you know, we're not moving forward. We end up kind of moving backwards. So we want to always continue to increase learning and increase in wisdom, and continue to exercise our brain muscles. You say it like that. So he will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain wise counsel. You know, a man of understanding, because he understands how to, knowledge of gathering information, he also understand, be able to interpret, to attain to wise counsels. So, amen, he will know who to listen to in order to give a good clarity or understanding about things. He's going to know how to identify. You know, there's certain people that we know we can talk to about certain things. There's some people that we know, you know what, when it comes down to certain things, we can't talk to them, because they may not possess that understanding there's not been just a knowledge or a know-how to it, how to teach us that knowledge so we can get a good understanding. Not every person can knows how to teach something. That's why, you know, you have someone who can be in your life who can kind of function as a teacher to really kind of lead you and train you and show you in whatever way it is, the capacity. That's why it's a very good thing to have that kind of person who knows how to relate things to you. It's a big plus and an asset to you. To understand, verse 6, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. See, this kind of stood off on verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain wise counsels. To understand a proverb, he's going to gather some people who has wisdom, he has some understanding to be able to translate or interpret a proverb, something that brings forth clarity, brings forth some understanding to that which they don't know, they may not know of, and the interpretation of the words of the wise. Amen. So as we talk about the words of the wise, we're talking about knowing how to apply those things that people who possess wisdom, as they share. A person who's wise, you know, you always think whatever. A person who's wise would take a time out with a young man and share some things about life with them. And usually sometimes those are those impacting moments to where this, when it's shared to you, you never forget some of those things. Anyone like to call it, what's the number? Once again, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get it a question mark prayer or a comment or a question. Amen. So when we think about someone who has knowledge, who's a wise person, I remember my grandfather told me years ago, he said he was saying about a good name is always good to have. And we see the scripture where it's talking about having a good name. Well, so he was talking about having a good credit, but we today can interpret it as having a good name. When you're talking about having good credit, well, truly that says that your name is good, saying that you can be trusted to be given something, and you can be trusted. You can not only be trusted to give something, but you also can be trusted to give it back, per se, into money. I can write you a loan, and because of your credit history, I know how I can give to you some money, and you will pay me back. And it also tells us how much I can trust you for as well. You know, so with that and gathering of information, I can make a good judgment to say, you know what, if I can trust to give you that thing, whatever it is, that you will do what you're supposed to do. So, amen. So as we continue to see that, verse 7, the fear of the Lord, go back to 6, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, and the father with clarity of the proverb and the words of the wise. You know, once again, being able to receive information or knowledge or wisdom, amen, from other people who's older or who's more experienced in certain areas of your life. They may not be older, but they may be young, but they experience some things that you haven't. So that's what they'll probably make them wise, depends on what it is. And their dark sayings. There's sometimes that people relate stuff to people as a riddle. they don't come right out and tell you, but they will let you kind of catch it and kind of do something with it. Amen. So, you know, as we continue to look at that, we understand how and what people can, you know, try to do. Okay, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord, having the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of gathering information. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the gathering of the information. Amen. So we have to make sure that we have our relationship with God intact. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes we can get hold of some things and do stuff that God didn't intend for us to do. And that's why it's good to know where your place, know where your limit is, and so you can adjust. And and wise men will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain to wise counsels. Amen. So as we continue to see what God is saying in this time, he's saying for us to be able to gather information and not only gather, get the understanding of what it is, interpret it, and then also apply it with like wisdom to our life. A man of understanding shall attain to a wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation of the words of the wise and the dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Hallelujah. So when we think about this, sometimes we won't even begin to start gathering or start understanding until that fear of the Lord is really instilled in us, because we understand that the Lord is not wasting his time. He wants to make he's making a good investment inside of us, and he's looking for a return. Amen. You know, as we continue to see how the challenges of society may come, God wants us to be able to gather knowledge of life, have an understanding of how life works and how it operates, and then from that, the combination, you gain wisdom. Now you know how to use the combination of knowledge and understanding, you bring forth wisdom. So now you have the information, but also you understand how it works. And now with wisdom, you know how to apply it to your life. So it's a coming together of the knowledge and information, understanding, in order for us to get what we need to get to, as we see that the enemy has desired to sift you as wheat. So here we know how to learn and see how to not to be ignorant of to the devil's devices. We know how to maneuver in the spirit, and also in life. We cannot be afraid to make moves, or we cannot be afraid to take chances on some things in life. Now, we try to make our loss at a minimum, you know, when it comes to certain adventures in life. But it's very important to understand when we're talking about the Proverbs, amen. Amen. There's a lot of wisdom in the book of Proverbs about life and life decisions and examples. And we're going to see some, there's a lot that happens, amen, in that situation. So, amen. So as we continue to see what the Lord is saying, amen, as we go on to chapter 2. Okay, my son, will thou receive my words and hide my commandments with thee? I'm sorry, go down first. I'm sorry. Verse 3. Yea, if thou, well, I guess I can go back and read it. I'm sorry. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with them, with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Now he's saying, you know, you receive this thing, yes, but apply your heart. I mean, allow your heart to be to go forward in understanding, that you understand the knowledge. You now cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding. Amen. So as we continue to gather the information and walk in the way of wisdom, wisdom is going to cause us this year to have a much more greater success in what God has called us to do in this year. It's very important that, you know, even, you know, and wisdom goes beyond age. You know, we don't necessarily have to live, we don't have to be 6 or 7 years old to walk in wisdom. And let me say this, please, I pray no one take this the wrong way, but just because you're older, that doesn't always mean that you're wiser. We have foolish young men as well as foolish older men. You know, some men who try still trying to be young, like the 21, 22-year men, and trying to sand pants are sagging and heads all twisted up, trying to be, you know, and then past their time, they need to come on in and cross on over. But just because they're older does not always make someone wise. They've gained some experience about life. They've experienced life differently. Yes, they have experienced life, because you can't take that away. You can't take away their experience in life. They have had experiences. And some people may not have had some experiences. But for the most part, you will have experiences to, you know, kind of go by about life. But not necessarily gain a whole bunch of wisdom in life. some people may not, because some people may have experiences and still don't get it. They may not understand it. For anyone who would like to call in, once again, the number is 347-945-5416. Amen. And press 1 to get in the queue box. 347-945-5416. Amen. And press 1 to the queue box. Now, so as we see here, how important wisdom is, it's very important for us to have wisdom in order for us to be able to really properly grow. Okay, yeah, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures. So, we also understand, too, that we want to begin to seek the wisdom of God, seek the knowledge, as far as read the knowledge and not just read knowledge, but gather knowledge about God and who He is and what He wants and desire for our life, and get the understanding of what it is He's saying to you in this hour, and also how to apply it to your life. Because once you get instruction from the Lord, once you understand what He's saying, then the next thing is to apply the wisdom. What did you get from it? How do you go ahead and get started? And not everyone knows how to do that, and not everyone knows how to receive that. And that's why it's good when you are in a position to where you can gather wisdom, gather knowledge. You really go ahead and gather, and so you can walk in that wisdom. Amen. It's going to cause you to walk in wisdom that even if I learned from my apostle, different things that she's passed on to me that give me some clarity and understanding about. She has gained a lot of knowledge through the years as a believer, as an apostle, and everything. She gathered knowledge. She also gathered understanding because she understands why certain things happen, and she understands why it's necessary to do whatever the Lord says to do. She's getting some understanding. But then she also, now she knows how to pass on the wisdom that it produces. The gathering of knowledge and understanding, we can truly say, produces, the gathering of knowledge, the applying of our understanding will produce wisdom in our life. To bring it all together so how we can begin to walk this thing out. So this is going to be very important for us this year, understanding about wisdom. As we walk in the wisdom of God, we're going to begin to see why certain things happen the way they do, and we're going to understand. It's going to also help us save time, money, heartache, pain, whatever some things. Like, for instance, you don't speak on a bunch of matters before you find out what there's a scripture proverb talks about. One who is wise would not speak on certain matters before he found out all the information. Certain times we may speak out of, we speak ahead of time sometimes about some things which may, if we don't have all the information, that could actually not be a good thing. It could be a lack of wisdom because you don't quite understand that the information that you gathered or used because of your lack of gathering information will also lead to a lack of understanding of what's going on, and will bring you to a place of lack of wisdom. You won't be clear about what to say or do, and if you move foolishly, then that could set you back. That can actually hurt you or cost you money. When you lack wisdom, it can cost you money, time, cost you pain, whatever the case may be. It'll be a risk that you take that was not a really educated risk or a good risk because you lacked information. Because you lack information, knowledge, now you're short on understanding of how something is really working or why is it working like the way it is. And so now you lacking wisdom because you don't know how to apply that which you gathered. Well, because you didn't gather anything, you can't apply it. And you're right back where you started again. So wisdom is very important for us, knowledge and understanding. They all play very important. So we get instruction as well. When we talk about instruction, we're talking about, let's look up what's instruction. Amen. All right, instruction needs the statement that describes how to do something, an order or command, action or process of teaching, the act of instruction, instructing someone. Okay, like someone may give you instruction on how to make a cake. There's, you know, if we'll see, there's a statement of, that describes how to do something. Amen. So now, you know, you're learning how to, you gather information about how to do something. So it kind of shows you, give you instruction. It may not tell you all the understanding why you may need to do certain things, but it's telling you that it's, that you need it. It's like an in-between place between instruction is an in-between place between gathering knowledge and having understanding. In between those two, there's instruction. You may get, you have the knowledge, you get the information about whatever it is that you're being directed to do, and then you go to instruction because now you have this information to do. You may not get a full understanding why you may need to do it, but there's a reason why. But right now you have the knowledge, and then you have the instruction. You got the information. Now you have the instruction of what to do with the information, of how to use it. And so now, you know, in time, you may gather understanding of why you may need to do what you've been asked to do. And so now will wisdom come in, because now wisdom says, okay, I need this information, the gathering of information, then how to do it, and why I'm doing it like this, and at the same time, show me how to go back and do it again when I need to do it. So now I've learned how to apply, and with reason, because now not only did I gather that information, not only did I have instruction, but I understand why I need to do it. So because I understand why, I know how to apply it where it won't cost me to lose anything. It won't cost me, you know, something to apply this information that I've got. So, you know, so when you look at the grand scope of things, you know, God's wisdom really helps us to save time, money, energy, headache, pain. It saves us a lot, because now that we have the wisdom about some stuff, now we won't have made our chances of mistake is less in certain areas now, because we have wisdom. So this is why we learn. This is why we come with the Word of God and learn. We teach the Word so we can gather understanding and also have wisdom when it comes down to life challenges or changes. Amen. Verse 10. Amen. Verse 10 of chapter 2. And when wisdom enter into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Amen. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. So when wisdom enter into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Amen. So as we see here, when wisdom enter thy heart, we understand what it is, how to apply what it is that we know, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. So the gathering of information is always good, because it's causing you to learn more as you gather information, for that. It helps you to gather. As you're gathering, you're also learning and having a, and just building experience. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. So here's, you know, sometimes we need to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. So sometimes we can end up, if we're not careful, connected with because of some wisdom that other people may have, or not, so not wisdom. But if you learn, you gain wisdom from dealing with certain people or understanding how they operate and doing certain things. That's why it's very good to know what you're getting involved into. That way you won't be caught something by surprise. There'll be some things that may happen by surprise that you may not be aware of. But as you gather wisdom, you know, knowledge is going to come after you. Truly, knowledge is going to come, and you will have plenty of opportunity to really sit back and dissect and really look at what it is that the Lord is saying in this hour. Amen. As he's applying, he wants you to apply the wisdom that you're gaining. That way you can begin to put away, like how the ants, you know, as far as beginning to put away for the wintertime. You know, and he wants to prepare you for that. So, amen, as he's continuing to grab hold, amen, of your heart, with the word, we're talking about wisdom, that wisdom is going to begin to grab hold of our hearts and really lead us in the way we should go and save us some time, money, efforts, even pain and heartaches. Amen. So certain things we wouldn't take a chance doing if we knew that it wasn't going to work out the way it needs to. Glory to God. Amen. So, amen, let's move on further. Let's go to the Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to start at verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commands. Keep thy commandments. For long days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. It says, for length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So here we see as God's preparing, glory to God, prepare things as in our heart, preparing us for this year. This is why it's very important that we be mindful of what we do and get involved in, because, you know, the Lord wants us to move forward. Sometimes some people are not wanting us to move forward. Sometimes they want us to move backwards. Sometimes they don't want us to get ahead. You know, you have certain situations, but that's not all situations. But some situations may just be for the lack of money or for the fact of certain things, the timing of stuff. But, you know, overall, the Lord gives us, he's beginning to give us wisdom, teaching us how to apply this thing to our lives. So as we continue to walk this thing out, as we begin to see how God is in motion in our life, we begin to gather wisdom because we understand, well, when I do like this here, certain things happen. So as we begin to develop those senses, then we'll be able to properly go forth and do what needs to do. Applying wisdom to our life will save us time, money, energy, and help others too. You know, with wisdom, instead of throwing something away, you might, you know, Lord might say, okay, well, take that to so-and-so, take it here and there, and they can use it. Amen. So as we continue to look at the conditions of everything the Lord has blessed us with and being able to do, to move with, to work with, you know, and that's why it's very important for us to be able to maneuver and do what needs to be done. Amen. So glory to God. So as we apply the wisdom that we've gained through the time that we've been here, what we've experienced, now we're able to get into heavier things. Amen. So we begin to seek the Lord and find out what it is that he wants to do through this thing called wisdom. How does he's really set us up to excel in the things of him because of wisdom. Amen. He's going to show us how to align up with the word of God and how to speak the word of God. Amen. And be effective in this world today through the spirit of wisdom. Amen. So it's very important that we continue to align up with the word of God and continue to go forth and doing the things of God, even though some things we may not understand, but the bottom line is go ahead and forth until you get some understanding. Amen. Seek the Lord about it. Ask him to forgive and ask him to give you information, give you insight. Amen. And then from that point too, feel free to call one of the leaders of the church, wherever you are, and you see, they may have some wisdom about it through the Spirit of God that they will be glad to impart into you and give you some understanding of where he wants you to go. And sometimes, you know, we feel we can get comfort from. It talks about wise counsel. Sometimes just talking to the right people at the right time can give us some good, strong, wise counsel. Amen. Because someone who's been through something that you haven't, well, it's going to pay to talk to someone who had that kind of experience. Not everyone, because not everyone can understand that. Amen. And that's what the Lord told us. Amen. He showed us to, you know, certain things that we do, other people may not understand, but don't stop doing it. You know, you just understand using wisdom. Well, it might be something that will offend someone. Well, to avoid them being offended, amen, we try to make sure that we meet them right there where they are. And that's why it's good that as we seek the Word of God, that God asks the Lord to reveal to us His wisdom. As we learn and gather information, it's good to know what Daniel's and Lion's Den. But, okay, it is good to have understanding of, you know, wow, because of the sense they made, I have some understanding, you know, wow, this is going to be, you know, it's something special. But when I can take what I've read about Daniel and understand and also have the life experience of Daniel, and I begin to put this stuff together and I begin to see the wisdom that Daniel flowed in and realized he didn't do certain things because he didn't want certain things to happen. If he did certain things here, certain things might need to happen up there. So as we're learning this thing and really walking out this thing called wisdom, it's very important to understand why it all has come together and why God is leading us in this walk of wisdom. Because he could have said any other color, but he said, I mean, not other color, but he said any other word, but he said for wisdom. Because there's a reason why he's helping us to gather wisdom now and understand how wisdom works. Because there's a place in God that he wants to be or he wants to get to that's going to be a blessing not only to us, but it's also going to be a blessing to those who are around us. Amen. So that's why it's only fair that we take time out, amen, and really try to grab hold of this thing of wisdom. Because wisdom is going to cause us to do some great things in God. Amen, this year. That's why it's going to take each and every one of us to work together. As we continue to work together, we're going to see the hand of God moving because there's something that he wants to get to this area. There's something he wants to get to me. There's something he wants to get to you. So it's going to take wisdom to get there and get it done. So as we're going forth in the Word, as we're going forth in the Word, we'll begin to see the changes that the Lord is making in our lives, as well as not only in our lives, but wherever else we're connected to as well. You know, amen. God wants to grow in wisdom and understanding and really go forth into the knowledge of God and really help God. Just be a blessing to whoever, you know, God may lead you to be a blessing to. You take a few minutes to share some wisdom with someone, may save them some time, money, even their own life. And by let them see, you know what, we're here to help you. Amen. You know, just be a blessing, however which we may go. But everything that we do is a test. Amen. So we just thank God for the opportunity that we have to be tested by and also loved by each and every one of you. So, amen, as we continue to go and we'll pick up when we left off here on next week. But we encourage you this week to seek the wisdom of God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. And really seek what he has coming for us. Amen. As far as just, you know, just in growth and just understanding of the Word of God, he wants us to get there. He wants us to get there to really prove out what we've learned. Amen. So we can, if there's something that shows up differently than we need to, you know, we need to be aware of, well, praise God for that too. The Lord is preparing us to cross over. We're not preparing to cross over, but amen, the Lord is moving in a mighty way among us. Amen. So we're going to allow his wisdom to be imparted into our lives so we can really go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. So amen. I want to open up the floor. If there's anyone who have any questions or comments, you're welcome to call 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. We'll open up the floor right now. If there's anyone who have a prayer request or I need prayer for prayer request. You need prayer. Amen. Amen. Information as we continue to gather information about our loved ones. Amen. Just continue to show us how to make things happen. be able to support and encourage one another as well. So we thank God for the walk of wisdom tonight, and we're just beginning to work on that. We'll work on that for a little while. But just, and I noticed that I was just kind of, you know, just kind of a good foundation trying to understand really what all of these are and where do they apply in our lives. So, amen. So we just continue to let the Lord begin to minister to our hearts and show us hand in hand what it is that he's trying to say to us. Amen. As we apply wisdom to our life. So we thank God for the way in the walk of wisdom as we start this new series. And we thank God for just a heavy laying of the foundation tonight. Just kind of, you know, just kind of feel this thing out, just kind of get it going. But amen. So we just thank God for what he's done and doing. So we praise God. Is there anyone tonight? Is there will be one that who will call in? Anyone? Amen. So in the meantime, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your wisdom, your infinite wisdom, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now for moving on our behalf tonight, Lord God. Teach us your will. Help us to go forth and do what needs to be done in Jesus' name. Lord, even in the midst of a friendly game, Lord God, we thank you. Teach us how to go forward in life and not like a game, but also play, give our best in life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as we continue to understand and hear your word. Thank you for understanding as well in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God, over and above, in the name which is that we shall walk in the way of wisdom, and as we gather knowledge, and as we walk it do with understanding. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord, in all your son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. You'll have an awesome night. We'll see you again next week. Amen.
Sometimes I wonder in my mind.